Hello, everybody. Sorry, I have to move these things on my screen. And warmly welcome.
Yes, and the same for me. Glad to see you here, and glad of your persistence in this. Every day we realize what is the contrast between altruism when we think of the welfare of others and that cultivated selfishness, which is the result of the work of the lodge of materialism. Maybe it's hard for people like ourselves to understand why there can be others who just don't care what happens to the people of the nation or to the people of the world as long as they, quote, win. Now, what is winning after all? When you are identified as a lower ego, winning means the domination or the dominance or the moving into dominance of that lower ego. And it's always kind of a zero-sum game. You win, they lose. And this is what we are witnessing in the incredibly persistent attempt to overturn, and that really means to steal, the election from the rightful victor. And so when we realize the kind of egotism which is being reasserted at this time in a way that one hoped America would never experience, and hoped that other nations would not experience, though they have under dictatorships. When we witness this kind of anti-Christ movement, a movement against the divine plan and against the greatest good of the greatest number, a movement against the welfare of all, really, finally and eventually, a movement against the welfare of all, we have to take a stand. Now, we're not positioned so that we're members of Congress or any deliberative body or some court, or we take our stand within the membership of the new group of world servers. We take our stand esoterically, and it is of value. And we must remain convinced, as Master DK has told us, that taking that stand is of value. I think last night we were dealing with some statements of his that said, with what weapons will you fight as the forces which wish to put humanity down run rampant over the human will, over the human good? Well, we have to have our weapons, and we pretty well know that they are the weapons of meditation and group work with an understanding of these foundational principles of the greatest good of the greatest number. Okay, dear, that's what I have to say for the moment.
Well, we were yesterday ending to some of the slides, and we were thinking to come back, so maybe I will put those slides here.
Yeah, I think that the slides were from, you know, the two psychology books were written especially in the 1930s. And although there's some, in the editing, some mixing of time, basically we're dealing with the 1930s, some, well, 85 years ago, his ideas about this. But they are the ideas of a master, and, you know, they do abide.
So shall we read all this text, or these two last one?
Okay, did we, and then go back to the first?
We didn't.
Go back to the first, yeah.
Are they here?
That's it.
Yes, it was true. That what? One.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we read all through them all, but we can refresh our memory on these points.
I hope I have been putting them all in.
Uh-huh.
I thought that there were four, but
there are four.
Certainly, this is certainly.
It begins with no slides, probably should mean one, no slides one, number of slides one.
So shall you just read them through?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there one right before this? I think with a number, no?
No, I have been, if there was, I'm sorry, it's not anymore.
Oh, it has disappeared. Oh, okay.
It is.
It's in the books. Okay, well, it's at the end of the book where he's making a summary. With these activities which lead to separation and division and strife, the new group of world servers has no time or interest. That is, they certainly try not to cause that. They stand for those attitudes which will eventually produce a third party. Yeah. Free from political and religious hatreds. As yet, they are unknown, unrealized, and relatively powerless to make a definite impression on world thought, but you can feel it shaping up somewhat. If, however, there is skill in action and an adherence to the principles of harmonious cooperation, they can, in a very few years, demonstrate real power and influence. And of course, we're watching this being deferred into the Aquarian Age, because even according to the Tibetan, the second phase of World War, of the Great World War, came along. We call it World War II. And as he said, I did not anticipate that would happen when I began my work with you.
Maybe I will read that so that they will be read.
Oh, okay, what do you mean? Because I'm commenting too much. Okay. All right.
The work can be swing into this its second cycle of pronounced and defined influence. Definite influence. This will be possible only if those who have this vision will make every effort and every possible sacrifice of time and money to bring it about. Between the exploited and the exploiting, the warlike and the pacifist, the masses and the rulers. This group will stand, taking no sides, demonstrating no partisanship spirit, fomenting no political or religious disturbance, and feeding no hatreds either of individuals, nations, and races.
Yeah, hatreds. Yeah.
Hatreds. Sorry. They will stand as the interpreters of right human relations, for the basic oneness of humanity, for practical brotherhood, for positive harmlessness in speech and writing, and for that inner synthesis of objectives which recognizes the value of the individual, and at the same time, the significance of group work. The propagation of these ideas and the spread of the principles of goodwill will produce this third group in world affairs. And by the way, you can all now turn your videos on if you want to do so. So here we ended yesterday, and you were having a homework for all of you to think about. What do you come up with that?
Shall we go back to the first slide? That's where we began, and one of them got put at the end instead of the beginning, I think. Anyway.
No, that there is one missing. I'm sorry.
We can go slide by slide. It's okay. And if some idea jumps out at you, then you can unmute yourself and Tuya can call on you if that's what you would like, if you'd like to say something.
Right. Because otherwise Michael will say certainly something.
Yeah, be careful. Otherwise I have the tendency to say something. So I'll try to turn myself off, as it were.
Yesterday we went through these two first slides, and then these two last ones were somehow.
No, dear, I don't think we did. We just read.
We did something. But anyway, we can still say things, because that is what you explained already yesterday, that this was written before the wars. So
they have to be adaptable, these great beings. That's why they're called adepts, among other things. And what humanity does can surprise them. That is a factor. They can be surprised. Like, for instance, when the fifth ray ashram got ahead of itself, they were really surprised. It was 2,000 years ahead of schedule, which is, shows you that significant things can come from humanity in an unexpected way.
Right, and humanity has learned to use the mind. So this is this fifth ray, which is able to penetrate through, really think logically, and that's that way built the ladders. And
it was the whole atomic energy thing, you know. They didn't anticipate the release of that kind of destructive power until the age of Capricorn. And they had to really put the brakes on, you know, to make sure. I mean, even now you can see what kind of weaponry we could make with a prevailing immorality or insufficient morality or care for others within the human race. It would be a deadly combination.
But for me, this this is also telling that this, nevertheless, it was written then, but this is something where we are going in humanity. This group is building up and it is developing behind the scenes. And it can be also that this kind of attitude in young people is about from this group, that they are already, like that they are not finding what to vote because according to their ideals, what is expressed is too far away what they are wanting and what they would like to be emphasized. I think that is one of the reasons.
You know, Libra is really important here because it's the third point in the triangle which is missing. You know, we have the tug of war going on between the right and the left, but that higher point in the triangle, that is what has to be built. And that sign, as a matter of fact, DK said, there is no real, well, you know, there is no real cause for concern because the power of Libra is rising in the planetary horoscope.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us we cannot determine that with our astrology, but he's assuring us that that kind of balancing, which Libra gives and which will give us a third party, is rising in the planetary horoscope. You know, Yvonne, I see you there. Did you have something you would like to say about any of this?
No.
Okay. Well, you're a pretty straightforward person. Sometimes I detect a little first ray in your makeup there. Okay.
I talked to Carl, and I agree with you. The meditation's better at the end.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now Carl is convinced, right?
Yes. He had to go to the doctor's today. He can't be here.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. Understood. Understood.
Yeah, in the meditation, we touch so high energies that it is sometimes very good to, even after that, to just be and contemplate because insights are arriving. And that's why when we start to think about, even though these texts are so wonderful, but yet it needs a different faculty parts from us. So that's nice that we have come to conclusion. But let us move to the next slide. And please, you can, it does not have to be exactly from these slides. It can be something what these ideas are just giving you ideas of something related and the visions. It's very important that we are sharing together. Because that is how the group mind is growing. Everyone's part always gives us the pushing forward. I wanted to say in other day, but there were so many comments. Maybe I share now. I was honored some almost 30 years ago. There was a very, very amazing man visiting in Finland. He belonged to Hopi Indians, and he was their messenger, even though he was a white man. And how he actually got to have that dharma from them, it is a big story. But he was telling about this Hopi Indian prophecy, what is in their tradition, is that there were few things, I have forgotten some of this, but there were few things what has to be coming or have to happen before a certain time. And there was that the the speech or the words has to fly through the ear, through the air. So it was indicating the telephone. Then the other one was that the an image, or the image has to fly through air. So it is about television. Then there was also something else. And then there was the eagle must land. And when Apollo was landing on moon, it was Armstrong was saying, the eagle has landed. And then there was the very sacred ceremony, which was saying that before the sunset, an uninvited white man has to find the way to them. And there was, and it was a certain year, and it was truly happening, so that there was the sacred ceremony, and the sun is just setting, and there was that man, actually he is a Finnish man, that's why I know about this story, and that's why this Hopi Indian messenger was coming here. His car was broken, and he was there in the nowhere. He is not seeing anybody, and he is just hearing something behind the rocks or hills, and he is walking there. And just before the sun is setting, he is coming into the ceremony. And that was fulfilling their prophecy. And it was telling about that after that, humanity cannot go forward if it is not coming together. That everybody has to come from all directions and share their wisdom. And only that shared experiences, humanity will gain understanding what to do next. And I think this sharing with us is also about it, that very important that we share. And that is how we will move forward.
I think, and of course that other prophecy to you, which about the, was it the white brother and the red brother?
Yes, I have been thinking about that.
That's a potent prophecy, and you know better how to say it.
Yes, the same, and actually I have to tell about him that there has been few people, true people, who are the same behind the scenes, behind the doors, and he is one of those. I happened to see how he, every morning, he had his ceremony and alignment. And this, the ethers change around him, like Dalai Lama. When Dalai Lama walks in, you can feel how the ethers are saying, or any real sages, real yogis, when they come, everything changes around them. So this man was really truly the same way. And he was telling about this prophecy that there comes these testing times, and first come the white brother who is calling humanity together. And there were certain things that humanity has to do. And if we are not listening, then comes red brother who has the right to kill. And now when this corona is going rampant, I have been thinking many times about this prophecy, in that that he said that there are coming horrible diseases which are going around the planet. And if humanity is not then listening, then humanity does not have hope, that it must listen, and it must start to respect the whole living beings. And then he said also that if you do not have anything, any medicine anymore, take a glass of water in the morning and spit into it and drink that. And it is some kind of homeopathic thing some person once knew about similar type of how to do the medicine to yourself. So who knows, but it is anyway interesting to think about.
In this particular slide, we see that something is being deferred, something that was hoped for with the release of the Great Invocation number 1 on the subject of light, peace, and goodwill, something that was hoped for as a method of preventing the second outbreak of the Great War, that we call Second World War, had to be deferred into the future. And that occasionally, that does happen with these prophecies. And this will have to, I think, await a condition in which the basic rebelliousness and stupidity of humanity punishes itself into a condition of attentiveness. You know, it's like, when do you actually begin to listen? Must we tighten the screws? Must we give you less latitude? Must we make things more severe? So, you know, that's happened more than once. I'm remembering that he was talking about the new esoteric schools and even the reappearance of the Christ in the late 20th century. And then along came this tremendous breakthrough from the fifth ray ashram, atomic energy released, the atomic bomb released, and then later he has to say, look, all these things that I was talking to you about, the new esoteric schools and so forth, you can see how far into the future it will be before they can appear. So this is an adaptation, and we have, you know, great hope for the Aquarian age, but the beginning of that age is very troubled, and many determinations and laws have to be made which guarantee a greater equality among the members of the human race. So that's what we are really working for. And when it talks about taking our stand between, you know, we have to think that we are preparing for a time in the Aquarian age when people will actually listen to what is required. Right now, we have a glamorous deafness going on. There are just, I mean, it's amazing to see, but when the personality rebels against good common sense and even more against the divine plan, something has come over that personality to prevent the coming through of the truth. We're in that position right now, but DK tells us that even one person thinking truth, even one person thinking truth can change the atmosphere of his entire environment. And you were mentioning this to you about the Grandfather Greg and the Dalai Lama. We certainly felt it coming. We were in Tallinn, capital city of Estonia, and he was visiting, and we didn't know where he was, but, you know, it was to meet in one of those big old churches they have in the old town, and you could feel his approach. You could feel it, and it turned out to be exactly that, because he carried that radiation. So in our own little way, we too have to carry the radiation of the coming higher point in the triangle in Libra. That's what we're working towards. And the triangles will save humanity. The triangles will be behind the effectiveness of men and women of goodwill, and goodwill will save humanity. But, you know, we have to do our esoteric work.
Right. Do we have any comments? I don't see.
Oh,
I
don't. Yeah.
Oh, great, Walter.
Yeah, so I liked what you were talking about triangles, because that relates to the previous slide, which said produce a third party. Yeah. And that's kind of, because currently the United States, one of the challenges with the United States is that it's kind of trapped in a duality, or a duality between the two main parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. And it's kind of like that, you know, no real change is happening election to election, because in a sense, the voters don't have much in the way of real choice in it. In other words, there's more voting against the candidates that we dislike or see as negative, as opposed to voting for the candidates that we really want. In other words, when I say trapped, it's kind of like let's say someone supports the Green Party or the Libertarian Party. I mean, they can't really vote for those candidates because it's generally considered a wasted vote. And that if you vote for the Green Party, you're not voting for, you know, Biden, and then your vote just goes to Trump. And so then everyone has to just focus on either the Democrats or the Republicans. And so one solution for that, in other words, we're voting for, like, you know, who we don't want, or voting against who we don't want, as opposed to voting for what we do want, or creating the vision for the country that we do want. And one solution for that is what they call ranked choice voting, which is pretty simple. And it's implemented in a few places already, like Maine, I believe. And that's just basically you can vote for multiple candidates, but you rank them. So you can say that I want to vote for the Green Party candidate first. But if the Green Party candidate doesn't have enough votes to win the election, then my vote goes to the next viable candidate, which, for example, would be Biden. And then that allows you to really vote for who you really want. But assuming even if they're a minor candidate, you can still give the vote for the major party who's most likely to win. And unfortunately, both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, tend to resist ranked choice voting a little bit because, you know, right now they're both kind of like corporations, both the DNC and the RNC. They're both kind of like mega corporations, and they want to have control even if they're first and second place. However, if it does become present and more widely spread, then ranked choice voting will allow the rise of viable third parties and coalitions and break that duality that we have just between those two parties. And it will also happen on both national and local levels, because you can do that. You could do that on a local level too, and vote for, you know, whatever party, again, even on a local level, even if there's a main Democrat or Republican candidate. And because remember that, you know, political parties do, it's not just only the presidential election. Political parties really start on a local level in local elections, and then the viable candidates rise to the ranks over time. So to really create a real solution, you have to plant the seeds and have the viable alternative parties to be developed and rise to the ranks. But again, ranked choice voting will allow that to start happening. So that's just an example of changes that can happen on a practical level to create the vision of the new world that we're working for.
Well, that's really well said. Very. It has only one thing against it. It's intelligent. So, and it would introduce a degree of complexity in the counting and all the rest, but I can see that would be a very viable and very good solution. If people, see, here's the thing, I mean, will people agree to give up some of their personal sovereignty, as they conceive it, for the sovereignty of the larger group? Doesn't have to just be their nation, because that would be nationalism all over again, but you might say, in our view, it would be the sovereignty of the collection of all countries. It would be the sovereignty of the human soul, because after all, who are we really trying to put in power? What are we really trying to put in power? It's the soul of humanity. But that's where our educational work has to come in, a very big expression of esoteric education. Not necessarily using the terminology that puts people off or whatever, but that is due from the second-ray educational group. So people can see a wider and wider picture. It's called the quality of the hidden vision. And you can, you know, read about it in esoteric psychology too. Any ray type can undertake it, but it's the second method of inducing soul control. And we really need a switch from the present dweller control into angel of the presence control. So we have our work cut out for us. It's a really interesting suggestion there, Walter.
Yep. At least some kind of solution forward. I just wanted to add that we have had here in Finland some experiments of that, that they have been bringing children, young people into the voting process, not in presidential, but in some of the local issues. That first of all, it is teaching little kids how to participate into the society, but then just to realize that there is also opinion. And even though they have not been deciding maybe, but they have been listening. And our president has then also the day when we have the celebrations, independent celebrations, but there is also for kids which are under 10 years or on that age, that they are visiting there. And it's really nice to look. And there was in one of our cities, actually the movement of children, they were around that from 8 to 12 years old. They were stopping the plan of the government of the city because they wanted to build very big houses in one beautiful area of the forest. These little kids were actually stopping that process. So the forest was staying, and they had their playing ground, and the big houses was built into the other place.
One of the advantages that is coming is the incoming of more advanced souls. DK talks about this, you know, that many of those who have achieved a great deal are waiting for their time. And it seems to me that their time is upon us. Sometimes in a more popular vein, we talk about the so-called indigo children, okay? Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is interesting in terms of our teaching because it represents the great synthetic ray of love wisdom. So, you know, there are many forces from different angles that are working within the law. They cannot compel, but they are working within the law to help humanity through this crisis. And crisis it is indeed. Jan said here that, well, I remember what Michael Moore, the filmmaker, you know, said. He, you know, he was always playing the part of the pessimist. Last election, he was correct. This election, he was not. But he kept on saying, look, you know, if we're not careful, this man, this administration is going to kill us all. And Jan was commenting here that she saw a sign, basically, that said, vote him out before he kills us all. So, you know, there is a self-destructive, pathological, sociopathological dynamic at work that the perpetrator himself does not even realize. And it evokes from humanity not what did Lincoln call it? Our better angels, right? Our better angels. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
And not Lincoln, but Biden.
Yeah, but no. But from Lincoln in his second inaugural address, I think it was. You know, a great document at the end, virtual end of the Second World of the Civil War. And rather than our lower dark tendencies. And yeah. There is obviously something that is working hypnotically in not only in the United States, but elsewhere, where the dictators are rising, to invoke these darker impulses. And that's how the Black Lodge can work. So, you know, we really have to fight fire with fire here. As I've said, you know, the will to love, love itself. And we have, and the yoga statement that when there is a thought which is contrary to the law, substitute a thought which is contrary to the contrary thought. And that will allow us to be victorious in this sense. Because there is something psychopathological that does lead to this idea of tear the whole house down, burn the whole thing down. I lost, my little ego is humiliated, so you can die. And you know, that's a very dark statement, but if you look into it psychologically, there is basis for it. This whole thing that's working out before our eyes is something of a psychological drama. And I read something the other day by some Shakespearean scholar, you know, I guess we all used to study Shakespeare at a certain point, that said this is a lot like Act Five, where, you know, the comeuppance happens, the great denouement happens, Macbeth meets his fate, King Lear meets his fate, although less deserved than Macbeth. There's always an Act Five when the really, really dramatic things begin to happen. And we're in it right now, almost like a psychodrama, you can say. And I think we're going to see more of this psychopathological, sociopathological psychodrama operating in the next 50 days. We have to be very alert, very alert.
Right, Michael, there are some comments, and then it's already 22, and the day of the text of the day, we have not been even starting that.
Well, that I apologize. Okay.
No.
I mean, I don't really mean it, but I apologize. Okay.
Well, Anne Parker is saying, it is an interesting thought to wonder if people would be able to use their vote for the greater good rather than their own good one day. Sometimes they are not the same. Yeah, you know, sometimes we are not going to have any parties. We are just taking cases and we are having councils of people who are then taking care of the things for common good.
Mm. Yeah. That's altruism, you know, the common good, altrui for the other person, you know.
Right.
So well, we'll get there.
And then Jan is saying, continuing also another indigenous elder, out. It went moved. Elder shared a vision years ago about seeing a long freight train carrying bodies across the U.S. At that time, there was no understanding of something that would cause this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, how many they are at the moment? How many hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
You don't. Well, you know the numbers,
well,
Michael.
Well, potentially. I mean, you know, right now it's pushing towards 200,000-300,000, and it's anticipated 500,000 dead, maybe within another month. Everybody has to be so very careful. As I say, this could rival the great flu epidemic of 100 years ago, and that built up slowly. And we haven't seen anything yet, you know. And the possibility, what did they say now? Among the vaccines that are coming forward, only 10% of the vaccines promised have been produced. So we're at a very low level in terms of the vaccine itself. And Dr. Birx, you know, who's been an honest, if chastened, person, has said there's no way that the vaccines can stop the trend which has been unleashed at this time. So that comes later, but the trend is horrific. And all of us, we have to be very careful so we can continue to, you know, to do this work, which is so indispensable.
Michael, shall you read Walter's?
Walter's
comment.
He says more about ranked choice voting. Or instant runoff voting, also known as, quote, if they don't have the mint chocolate chip ice cream available, can you please get me the Rocky Road as my second choice? Okay, well, you know, they're of a kind, but Okay, well, this will be a time when people can begin to think again. And I really mean that, Walter. I mean, you know what I'm talking about here. There are millions of people who are hypnotized and they are not thinking. And the best you can say is that it's a kama-manasic response with more kama than manas. But when it settles down and when the spell, and I really mean the spell, has been lifted, people will be in a position to think and see what has happened, and some of these better and wiser alternatives will perhaps be instituted. I think so. That will be the time for it. And we, meanwhile, think ahead. We think the thought form into existence. That's one of the things he says to do.
Okay, Karen has her hand up.
Yes, I wanted to comment. I really appreciated what Walter said, and I agree with that. I think that's a great idea. You know, as we've tried for many years to get the money out of politics, which seems like a monumental task. But I've been interested in the Lincoln Project and the things that they've been doing to speak the truth and to try to, to support Biden during this. And it seems to me that many of the spokespeople, particularly someone like Steve Schmidt, who I really admire because he says things so clearly and succinctly, they really care about democracy. And I think it'll be interesting to see what those people might do to help change the Republican Party. And perhaps this is a time when things like ranked choice voting, where we could begin to discuss that in a, through our states more often and more frequently so that we can put it into the group think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is to be hoped. And it will come. You know, always the question is, Ray for Humanity. How much does Ray for Humanity have to suffer before the spell lifts? Literally, the Ray 4 type, he says, and that's all the human race here, brings its illusions down into the area of glamour and makes glamours of them. Then the spell, we call it dispelling, right? Then the spell lifts and they say, like we were talking about the youth movement in Germany, what came over us? What came over us? Suddenly it was gone. What was this? So, that's the prevailing method, the dispelling of the illusions which have become glamour. Mm-hmm. And how, there's nothing like suffering that makes people listening. Listen, unfortunately, it is so. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So it's 10-2. And I think we should not take more things. We actually didn't advance today at all.
Well, maybe in depth of thought,
advance. We didn't advance into those slides, but yes, we did advance. Sure.
But look right here where it says no slides. There's a couple of things that need, or it means number. It's probably whatever it is. This is part of today's slides. There's a few points here that really need emphasis. Don't you think so?
Yeah, we ended yesterday to this.
Positive harmlessness in speech and writing, not just ineffectual weakness, positive harmlessness.
I was thinking about that it is what Christ is turning. Our methods for this time is to turn the other cheek. And it is this deeper way of understanding how one is, like in martial arts, that what is sent forth as an attack or something negative, there are methods, occult methods, how to balance it, how to take the peak of them away without causing then more karma or new karma. And that is something good to be thought all the time, that even though we know how to say with the edge and with the punch, but sometimes it is worth of thinking how one should be acting in order not to cause more karmic relationships.
And I want to say about harmlessness, it's often not what we think it is. It has a connotation of being kind of kind and ineffectual and not causing a disturbance, whereas a positive harmlessness may cause a considerable disturbance because it really is in line with hierarchical intention. And it's really worth, there's a couple of quotations on harmlessness, which are just magnificent. And again, it emphasizes the Libra energy, some kind of balance point of view, you know, some kind of equilibrium. I can't requote it right now, but it's an excellent quotation. If I find it,
for tomorrow.
Yeah. But, that's why he says, no real need for concern because Libra is rising in the planetary horoscope. Well, of course, there will be great difficulties, but no need that to be concerned that humanity is probably going to go down the way they had the concern in the winter of 1942. That was a different thing altogether. Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. It's so simple. I mean, apparently.
Right. So, suggestions. Ocho. Thank you, Joe.
Goodwill, love in action, goodwill between the nations. And won't that be demonstrated by the principle of sharing, right? Governing international relations up to a point and a certain amount of peace achieved and the divestiture of petty egotism, which will result in the house cleaning, which the political and religious groups need for the Christ to reappear. I mean, fortunately, the Tibetan keeps it simple for us, but it's really hard for people to let go of the lower ego, and it's very subtle as well. So generally, when do you do that? It's when you've suffered enough, then you let go of it. I believe, anyway. I hope I'm, not correct, but I think, unfortunately, I think it is that way.
Right. So I think that we are closing now the discussion. And
what's the next one, dear? What's the next? What's coming up?
We are talking about what Christ said. He who is not with me is against me.
Okay, that's
Let us have this, and then how the hierarchy has been taking sides. So we, and then there are a few of these from different book. So okay, we will have still something to relate to this. But I think it is time. Everybody have been turning away their videos. We are the only ones left. So Michael, let us.
I'm gone.
Me too. Okay, thank you for everybody there, your comments. And Michael, would you be then kind and read the mantra of the great invocation number 2 when we come to that point?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, thank you. So let us now start our work. And we come into our minds, into the place where we ended yesterday. We have been using this vision that we are standing all hand in hand around the covenantal triangle. Thank you. And let your mind recognize the power that has been generated during these days that we have been working together. TK is always emphasizing, especially during the full moon, that we should be recognizing the success of the group. So let us recognize and have faith, which is stored in the brain, that attitude that we have had success. And let the inner joy pour through you and gratitude. We create a triangle between our soul, our mind, and our brain, so that there is a direct info from the higher self to the lower. We recognize also on the group level we align with the solar angel. Through that connection, we align with the solar angel of the United States. We recognize this vast angelic cooperation. And see how your soul is now linked in the mystery with the Dharma of this great directing entity. Soul of United States. And again, we emphasize our support for the Dharma, I light the way. This is something which is indicating towards the new dawning age. May it grow stronger within the group. I am the light of the world, Christ says. We can imagine how we are under this pouring light from Him. Let us dedicate ourselves in His mission to bring heaven to earth. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya. Be with us. Welcome His presence. We emphasize our work in this crucial time, and using the triangle or the centers, the main centers, New York, the throat center, Los Angeles, the heart, Washington, the head center, and we are aware of this triangle when we are working. Let us perform Dhyani Mudra. Wordless speech of the deities, divine speeds. This mudra is the mudra of meditation and our will, how the deity is holding the lower worlds under the higher law. The right hand is above the left hand, and holding everything in balance, in harmony. And now we will do the cross of divinity. We are using 4 points and making lines from the forehead to the heart, and from left eye to the right eye, while we are sounding these affirmations. And we start from the forehead and say, as a soul, I work in light and heart, and darkness cannot touch me. Left eye, I take my stand within the light. Right eye, I work, and from that point, I never move. Visualize this shining cross before you. And in front of every single member. And now we continue our experimental work, and we align with the Aquarius, which is the soul sign of United States, and which relates us to the new coming age, and 7th ray. And we build very carefully the following. This is the method which is taught by DK in White Magic. Occult attacks and occult powers warring militantly against the aspirant will occur. They may make their power felt in one or other of the vehicles and in rare cases where the aspirant is important enough on all at once. Sometimes they will attack. Sometimes there will be attacks directed against the individual worker, sometimes against groups of workers. And now we check that our physical body is relaxed. Our astral body is quiet. And our minds steady. We now create a triangle between the group, the personality of the group, our unified soul, and with Master R, the regent of Europe and America. See him as the apex of the triangle. We now call down a stream of pure white light. Pouring it through the lower vehicles of the group. And thus cleansing away all that hinders. And this white light pouring further through the triangle of governmental triangle. Pouring even further and thus purifying the whole aura of United States. And now, through that linking chain, and through all the vehicles, we go to the next step. We are linking ourselves up as one with the Lords of the Masters. With the Brotherhood for which we are working. Visualize those Masters of whom you know. Your vibration higher still. Connect up, if possible, with the Johans. With the Manu, according to the line of politics with which we are now working, and along which the attack may come. We then pour through the linking chain and through all the vehicles a stream of violet light. in very beautiful color violet, which is full of light, pouring in and via the group through cover metal, triangle, transforming and finally filling the whole aura of United States. And we work very consciously cross of divinity, protecting the group, that vacuum, the channel which has been formed, we imagine beautiful golden color from body to the scent and feel that vacuum. Recognize how the devas of the mental plane, white golden color and golden and flame color devas, are also activated, vivifying the mental field, and especially in this cover mental triangle, preparing the better substance. In this golden field, we invoke now the angels of protection, the forces of Archangel Michael, his saving force. Let us use visualization that we see him protecting the cover mental triangle. Every single state. And see in a large image that guarding, protecting the whole United States. He is also the protector of the Christ and his mission. We again align with the mission of the Christ to bring the light. And visualize him standing above and in the center of the governmental triangle. And for us telling about that, how he is the ruler, the real ruler. and through him pours the second ray, the ray of the soul of United States. Visualize how the group which is around is responding to this beautiful vibration of the Christ, and thus magnetically draws the indigo ray into the covenantal triangle. We envision how this triangle slowly is filled by the indigo blue color, pouring out the group responding, and we distribute the indigo blue into the whole aura of United States. Calling forth the best of United States, Lao wisdom, which is in this country. We stand 1 minute in silence. The Great Invocation, number 2.
If the music is down, then I won't interrupt it. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming, save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
And now we continue our work of protection, aligning with the Lord of Love and seeing how he is standing in the center of the triangle. We create in our creative imagination a wheel of fire with seven spokes. Visualize now how you are standing with the inner working group in the center at the hub of the wheel. Which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love. From the sacred heart of the Christ. See yourself and the group as if we were that hub. Really sense and see how we, from that central position, send out seven streams of living fire. Radiating upon the covermental triangle in all rainbow colors. The wheel spinning protective energies. And moving forward into every state, bringing that all-consuming substance of love and correcting the ways. And the clarion is heard from the hearts of the participants. We are standing for the good law. Demanding that the good law is established in every state of United States. Pre-illumination through the evocation of the will. Pre-imagination through the evocation of love. Pre-inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. May thy will be done, not ours. And we may release the mudra, and we will stay again in our imagination in this position and continue our work. Thank you for everybody.